Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, now we got to hurry up and get this show over with. I just heard the radio commercial for the RV and boat show taking place at the Metro starting today at 10 a.m. It's like, all right, let's hurry up. Let's get this show over with so I can go check out all the new toys, all the new products, check out the new boats, check out the new campers. You always see something new. I mean, you know, I'd already gotten my camper back in 2020, so, but I keep going to every RV and boat show, and, you know, a couple years later, I was looking, and I was like, wait a minute, they got a griddle grill for the outside little kitchen area now on these things? I was like, because I had, like, the stovetop thing on the outdoor kitchen. It just doesn't work, right? You're trying to put pans on there, and then there's wind, and it's like, yeah. But a griddle grill for outside your camper, holy cow. Man, what a game changer that thing is. And you can buy little wind guards, too, which is nice. A little magnetic thing, clunk, to keep the wind out from messing with your flame that, you know, that's going to happen. But you can cook eggs on that thing. Heck, I cooked some halibut. You know, we got to tag along with the incredible crew from the Veterans Meat Locker and go halibut fishing up in Alaska. And I cooked halibut on that griddle grill. You cook eggs on that griddle grill. I've cooked steaks on that griddle grill. Throw your veggies. You got everything on that griddle grill. Man. And so, yeah, but had I not gone to the RV and boat show, I wouldn't even have known about it. So that's why I like to go. And it's just fun. It's a good time. But, and by the way, you'll get to see guys like Wes. Wes runs the parts department there, the store section at Brett's RV and Marine in Lockwood. And, of course, they got great crews. You know, Butte's got a great crew there now, and Missoula as well. But, yeah, Wes does a great job. Man, I'll tell you what, whenever I have questions, I'm like, all right, Wes, hey, what's the deal? Or, hey, Wes, what's some new gear you got down there, whether it's for the boats or the campers? And so Wes will be there at the RV and boat show as well, so go say hi to him. Man, just there during the opening Fox News update, it was funny because I looked down at the clock. I'm like, holy cow, it's already 6 a.m. My goodness, I haven't even done all my show prep here. Still trying to clear through everything, still trying to read all the news and other types of information. And so I'm looking at the Fox News Radio website, and literally as I was listening to the report, the fingerprint story that you just heard about how the Department of Homeland Security under Secretary Kristi Noem, they're telling all the illegal aliens in the country, hey, now's your chance. Go get registered, get your fingerprints done. And if you do this, you can avoid criminal charges. Oh, you still got to go home. You still got to go back to your home country. But if you do this, you can avoid criminal charges. And which means that if they one day want to try to figure things out the legal way, maybe they have an opportunity to try to come to this country the legal way. But anyway, I just think that is absolutely brilliant. As I was listening to that from the Fox affiliate website, it was playing live over the radio there shortly after we heard the RV and boat show commercial there. And so absolute brilliance by Secretary Noem and the Department of Homeland Security, because the message needs to be sent. All right, here's what you can do to avoid criminal charges. Because here's the thing, if they don't do it, then just rack and stack the charges, all the more reason to go after them and get them the heck out of here.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see gradually decreasing cloud cover for Bozeman with highs in the lower 40s. A good deal of sunshine for Billings, highs closer to the upper 40s. Then for tonight, clear to partly cloudy with low 20s for lows for Bozeman, low 30s for Billings. And for Thursday, upper 40s for Bozeman, but mid-50s for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Securing America.
Is it all you got? Congratulations, Mr. Secretary.
And with that, America has its 26th Secretary of the Army. Dan Driscoll sworn in Tuesday afternoon by Vice President J.D. Vance. He's a four-year Army vet who served in Iraq in 2009 and also graduated Army Ranger School.
I will honor the Army's 250th year legacy of service and sacrifice, and I will stay focused on my mission and shoulder my share of the task, as I know our soldiers will do.
Driscoll is also a third-generation soldier.
We are a family that is grateful to have had the privilege of wearing the United States Army uniform, and we're going to fight hard for it.
He was also once a key advisor for Vice President Vance, who said this of his longtime friend.
He's a man of great leadership, and I think that he will bring the Army to a place where we can be proud of it.
During his confirmation hearing, Driscoll pledged to focus on recruiting and rebuilding the defense industrial base. Kevin Gretzky, Fox News.
Yeah, this was crazy. Attorney General Austin Knutson joined us on the show, and he talked about how you can already see a dramatic difference thanks to President Donald J. Trump and his team cracking down on illegal immigration. This time last year, they have already now seized 30% drugs less this year than they did at the same time last year. Anyway, check out that and much more. Full audio of our chat with Attorney General Austin Knutson, MontanaTalks.com, or get the app on your phone.
Montana. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, a little slow putting my headset back on there for a second. Cause I just got to send this out via X. So I got to send a tweet right now. There's a headline at the Billings Gazette. The Billings Gazette has a headline right now because Montana Governor Greg Gianforte was in Billings yesterday, I think it was. I know we had him on the show. What was that? Monday? Did we have him on Monday? Today's Wednesday? Yeah, Monday we had him on the show. That's right. Anyway, this is the headline from the Billings Gazette. Tax cuts could save Montanans millions, but leave cities scrambling. Oh, yeah. So the state of Montana, Governor Gianforte, the Montana House of Representatives, Speaker Lear, the Montana Senate, President Regeer, they can all figure out how to cut our taxes and how to cut our property taxes. But the cities, how will we ever figure it out? We're going to be scrambling. Okay, we've got elected legislators that don't, a lot of them actually lose money going to Helena for the legislative session for 90 days. A lot of these city workers, most of these city workers, city council members, most of them aren't paid that much. Even mayors in some places aren't paid that much. Okay, but the rest, the entirety of these city governments, you have entire staff sections that should be able to figure this out, that are being paid full-time job, you know, full-time jobs to be able to figure this out. If our elected state legislators who are losing money serving us in Helena right now can figure this out, you cities can figure out how to cut our taxes as well. My goodness. Yeah, tax cuts could save Montanans millions, but leave cities scrambling. Why aren't these newspapers like the Billings Gazette calling these cities out, investigating these cities, asking tough questions of these cities, saying, hey, the state of Montana's figuring out how to cut taxes? Instead, it's like this sob story. Oh, these poor cities. How are they going to figure out if the state cuts property taxes and gives, you know, resident homeowner some freaking relief for a change? Well, how are the cities ever going to figure it out? Why the sob story for the city government here? Why the sob story? They're getting a boatload of our money. They should be giving property tax relief to their people. What? I mean, this is just, again, it's another frustration with. You know, the liberal media and just local governments. Again, okay, so let me read just the first couple of paragraphs here of this story here in the Billings Gazette. A bill to cut the amount of tax on Montana properties got a big push from Governor Greg Gianforte Tuesday during a town hall meeting in Billings. The governor is backing the so-called Path to Security and Prosperity bill, which last week passed out of the legislature's House Appropriations Committee. The proposal would lower property taxes for Montana primary homeowners by 15% and small businesses by 18%. The recommendation comes from the governor's bipartisan property tax task force, and according to estimates, would reduce property taxes on more than 215,000 primary residences, more than 32,000 small businesses, and provide indirect relief for over 130,000 renters. And so, hey, a great first three paragraphs. But the headline here is, well, how will the cities figure it out? So the cities are basically saying, these left-wing run cities are basically saying, well, look, if the state of Montana lowers property taxes, well, are we going to have to lower property taxes too? Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe you should. Because you're the ones that are hammering all of us property taxpayers. Oh, but you guys sit back and just break out the popcorn and watch as people fight each other in Helena. Because you want everybody to just think that it's the state of Montana that's to blame for property taxes when it's you guys at the city and county levels that are the ones that are constantly driving up taxes. And by the way, when we say you guys, we're not just talking about city governments. We're talking about city voters who vote for levy after levy after levy and, you know, property tax increase after property tax increase because you get sold a bill of goods. Oh, you got to say yes for kids. They're all making more money off of us because, it, you know, unless you're in parts of rural Montana that aren't seeing the growth that other parts of the state, they're all bringing in more money. They're making more money off of you than ever before. Oh, how are we ever going to figure out how to lower property taxes? Oh, no, the state's going to cut property taxes for people. But how are we, the cities, going to figure out how not to continue screwing people over? That's what they're saying. And by the way, speaking of these cities, what is the city of Billings doing? Oh, we're going to charge a $300 fee for an STR permit. And anybody who's got a short-term rental, we're going to start charging them fees. Why do you need to charge them fees? If somebody owns a home and uses it as a short-term rental or an Airbnb, whatever, they're paying property taxes. They're already paying you for that property. So why do you have to charge them a fee? I even saw a press release out of Gallatin County regarding some of these short-term rentals and things like this. These cities are making more money off of you than ever before, but the governor and the legislature is eventually going to deliver more property tax relief. And watch as the cities continue to try to stiff you with higher and higher bills year after year after year.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. You'll likely need a universal translator to decipher the fiscal discourse emanating from Capitol Hill. You'll hear a lot about budget reconciliation. Congressional Republicans intend to enact President Trump's core agenda of cutting taxes and reducing federal spending. In the Senate, Republicans have 53 votes, but that's not enough to crack a filibuster on a bill. The bar is 60. However, there's a way to overcome that obstacle. Use a special process called budget reconciliation to bypass a filibuster and approve the bill. Budget reconciliation isn't a trick or scheme. It's a time-honored parliamentary method used by both parties to enact their agenda when they can't vault the filibuster. The issue is that you have to have a budget in place in order to use reconciliation in the Senate, and the House and Senate must approve the same budget vehicle for reconciliation. The House is trying to approve its own plan soon, but not the same package as the Senate. And if they don't align, the GOP can't use budget reconciliation to avoid a filibuster. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We economists love our models. When it comes to politics, one of the most insightful is the theory of the median voter. The elected leader who obeys the will of the voter in the middle on any issue, the simple idea says, will be reelected in a majority rule system. One implication of this idea is that there are an awful lot of people, almost half in fact, that don't like the result. What are they to do? Enter another economic theory, the idea that people vote with their feet to sort themselves into enclaves of political or economic agreement, describes a process that lets those disaffected by popular votes get outcomes they're they're closer to what they want, at least at the local level. And there's evidence that those who say like low taxes and minimal services and those who prefer the opposite do exactly that within any urban area. That's not so readily accomplished for national policy questions, of course. We can and do move in an intellectual sense, escaping into our personalized information feeds that agree with our worldviews. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
The Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Northlund. And this morning, I'm broadcasting from Washington, D.C. I'm joining potato producers from Idaho, Colorado, Montana, and from across the entire nation for the National Potato Council's Washington Summit taking place here this week. But there is a lot going on in the nation's capital, especially today. Last night, we saw the government funding bill vote. And, of course, today, the Senate Agriculture Committee will hold a hearing in which Montana sheep rancher Ben LaFelt, who serves as president of the American Sheep Industry Association, along with Nebraska feedlot operator Buck Werbein, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, will both testify on perspectives from the field, farmers and ranchers' views on the state of the agricultural economy. I'll have more on those testimonies and questions from senators here later this week on the Western Ag Network. So a lot going on here in Washington today. You can't always say a lot's going on in the nation's capital a lot of the time, but it is a very busy week, especially for agriculture. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with the newly elected president of the National Potato Council, a Washington farmer, right after this.
March 20th, Barstar Cattle offers 41 polled and horned Hereford bulls and 30 F1 Baldy replacement heifers during their annual sale at the ranch south of Muscle Shell, Montana. Structure, feet functionality, and phenotype are paramount, combined with big profitability indexes. The benefit of hybrid vigor makes more pounds of pay weight and a more fertile, functional cross. Barstar Hereford Bulls, making America's cow herd functional and efficient again. Catalog and videos, along with online bidding through Live Ag for the Barstar Cattle annual production sale, March 20th.
For generations, farmers and ranchers have relied on hard work and tradition. Farm Bureau Bank understands this way of life. They're the bank built for you, offering high-earning deposit accounts, personal and business credit cards, plus loans for vehicles and equipment. Grow your traditions with Farm Bureau Bank. Visit farmbureau.bank today. To learn more about the money-saving Montana Farm Bureau membership benefits, from rental cars and hotels to farm marketing services, you can visit mfbf.org today.
This week, Colorado potato farmer Bob Mativi retired as president of the National Potato Council, handing the reins to a Washington producer, Mr. Ted Shirky. And Ted told me it's important for potato producers to have their voice heard on Capitol Hill.
It's very important to keep our voices heard, because we have to be able to tell our story, and that's what's missing sometimes, is we don't talk enough about how things are affecting us. And even from the trade policy people and for the White House, it's important for them to learn our issues and to get to know us, and be able to ask us questions in the future is more important too, and how their policies will affect our farms.
Shirky said the National Potato Council is closely monitoring the layoffs at the U.S. Department of Agriculture and how that could impact family farmers in the countryside.
Well, we're just still waiting to see how the shakeout is with all the cuts are, and we'll cross those bridges when it comes to us. But it's also important to stress the importance of having a farm bill passed and also keep our trade whole in the future, and then also make sure that we keep Mexico open for our growers. And trade is a huge factor, because 20% of our crop needs to go someplace.
The National Potato Council is also pressing Congress to include agricultural research in the Farm Bill, and also working with the Trump administration to open the Japanese market, which currently restricts imports of fresh U.S. potatoes. That could add an additional $150 million in annual export value for the U.S. commodity. I'm Lane Northlund, Western Ag Network.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, let's see. We got some messages that came in on the Montana Talks app. I was talking about the RV and boat show that kicks off here later today. Right on, John and Bozeman says, you know, I was talking about all the cool new things you see every time you go to the RV and boat show. He says, the next big thing will be a flying and floating RV, like out of science fiction. I'll take one. I'll take that. And I'll have some of Elon Musk's Starlink internet connected to it, and we can do this show as we fly all over Montana. Man, that'd be a great time. Got to get a new phone system installed, et cetera. We're working on that one right now to make it easier. Because the hard part about doing the show on the road is it's just too frustrating to try to integrate callers because there's feedback, and then you can't really control the calls remotely. It's like there's technology for this stuff that's available, so we're working on it. Don't you worry. We're working on it. Let's see. We got Speaker of the House Brandon Lehr joining us here from the Montana House of Representatives for the weekly legislative update here in just a few minutes. Tim and Savage talking about that Fox News story that I opened up the show with. Even Fox News said in that story that the Trump administration was cracking down on immigration. No, they are enforcing our laws and cracking down on illegals. Immigration is still legal if you follow the rules. Yeah, the story there, for those of you who missed it, is that Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, we've actually got a couple of different clips here, I think, with Kristi Noem. Actually, let me play one of these for you here. Let me pull these up here in just a second. I've got you probably heard the news story about a half an hour ago, but here is Kristi Noem. Oh, no, this is a different one. Anyway, what she is saying is if you are here in this country illegally, first off, we will find you and we will deport you. But what she's saying is that if you get registered in our system and you get your fingerprints recorded and everything like that, that you will not face criminal charges. Now, we're still going to send you home to your home country, but you will not face criminal charges. And that should be a massive incentive for folks to say, okay, come forward. Here's your alibi. You know, report yourself to the authorities. And then, yeah, we're going to get you out of here. But you still would technically have the ability to come back to the country legally. And so I'd imagine a lot of people will take advantage of that opportunity. And if they don't, then they have no excuse when the authorities do find them and deport them. They'll say, oh, well, we haven't broken any other laws. Well, you broke laws when you entered this country illegally. And then on top of that, you refuse to comply with this order. You remain in this country illegally. You refuse to report yourself. You were given the opportunity. You were given the chance, and you refused. So that's another stack on top of your criminal charges. So not only get the heck out of here, but don't ever come back again, and you'll never be allowed to come in. Update there. Elon Musk's outfit, the Department of Government Efficiency. That reminds me, we've got a soundbite here. Montana's Senator Tim Sheehy was on Fox Business with Larry Kudlow. Democrats on Capitol Hill continuing to push back against President Trump's efforts to make federal budget cuts by speaking out against DOGE and, of course, Elon Musk. Senator Tim Sheehy was on Fox Business's Kudlow to respond to recent remarks made by Senator Chris Murphy, the Democrat out of Connecticut, who called DOGE a grift. That's right. The Democrat Senator Chris Murphy calling DOGE an effort to trim back the $2 trillion annual deficit facing our country right now. The effort to eliminate the waste is the grift, not the waste itself, not the money that went to left-wing groups, to these phony green groups, the $2 billion that went to Stacey Abrams' group for green garbage. No. The effort to eliminate that waste, fraud, and abuse is a grift, according to Democrat Senator Chris Murphy.
You want to find grift? Look at the $40 million a week we've been sending to the Taliban. The U.S. taxpayer has literally been taking hard-earned money from American families and handing it to terrorist groups that want to kill us. So if you want to talk about grift and fraud and theft, I think we've already seen a list exposed by Elon Musk and his team.
There you go. Well said by Senator Tim Sheehy on Kudlow. I had some friends say that he was going to be on Fox Business, but I didn't get a chance to watch that. So thankfully, I found that soundbite on the Fox News Radio affiliate website here this morning, because, of course, we are your Fox News affiliate here. 970 KBUL Billings, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, 1340 KPRK Livingston, and 1370 KXTL Butte. All right, here we go. So Kristi Noem, yeah, she was featured in that Fox News Radio report talking about, you know, the fingerprint program that they're now rolling out for illegal aliens still residing in this country. But listen as Kristi Noem details just some of the quote-unquote scumbags who they are detaining now. I mean, think about it. This is the people Joe Biden and John Tester allowed into this country. And our federal officials knew who these people were and where they were, and they never went after them. Now, with Donald J. Trump and Kristi Noem, they're going after them.
It really is unbelievable the people that we were able to deport because President Trump is in the White House now. This guy, convicted of arson, is now out of our country. This guy is convicted of child molestation and has been convicted of that bill. Jumping, unlawful distribution of a substance. And this one, listen to this, deported now. He's been convicted of obscene internet contact with a child using a computer to seduce, to lure, or to entice a child, and sentenced to just 10 years in probation, but now facing consequences. Thank you, President Trump, for what you're doing to help our country and let Americans have safety again in their communities.
All right, well said by Secretary Noem. Coming up right after this, Montana Speaker of the House, Brandon Lear, with our weekly legislative update. Let's see. Send us a message on the app if you've got a question.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. I think we're still awaiting a phone call here from Speaker of the House, Brandon Lear, for our weekly legislative update. Yeah, I was thinking, you know, usually when we do these legislative updates, we start with, all right, hey, what's moving and shaking this week in the Capitol? Because there's so much that doesn't get reported. Or there's a lot that gets reported on this bill, that bill. But there's so much of it that it's like, okay, let's talk about what's actually moving, what's actually shaking. Now, I mean, because there's hundreds of bills, as Clinton Bozeman talked about yesterday. There's hundreds of bills, so what's actually moving? But I think, you know, one direction I kind of want to start this morning is that, okay, look, it's very easy for all of us, and the media has had a lot of reporting about the fact that there's division in the Republican Party right now. I've talked about it. There's news article after news article. And we've seen these headlines since January, since the first week of January, basically, since the, you know, January 9th, I think. I shared a headline the other day from January 9th. And so there's all this news coverage about what is dividing Republicans in Helena. But I tell you what, I am confident that this legislature, this Republican-led legislature, and then the Republican governor, that they will deliver property tax relief. But, again, let's go back to this Billings Gazette story. Oh, how will the cities respond? Hey, look, if the state of Montana can figure out how to cut property taxes, you cities better figure it out, too. Anyway, Speaker of the House, Brandon Lear out of Savage now with us. Mr. Speaker, yeah, that was kind of my opening rant this morning. You know what? I'm confident the legislature is going to deliver property tax relief. But, oh, the cities are saying, what will we do? You can figure it out too, right?
Yeah, no, and that's a big part of the equation. You know, we can lower the property tax rates. We can, you know, give, you know, a homestead exemption, you know, to where the first so many dollars of your home is, you know, and what we're doing isn't, you know, necessarily like a homestead rate that you'd see in other places to where, like, you'd have an exemption on the first $50,000 of your home. It's just we've got different brackets. Up to so many dollars is this value, up to so many dollars is this value. But the biggest component in my mind to property taxes is local government spending. You know, truly what I would like to see done is the state collects the 95 mils for education and everything else gets thrown on the cities and towns and counties. And that way we're not subsidizing any of that. If they want to raise property taxes, they can raise property taxes. If they want to lower property taxes, they can lower property taxes. They're the closest to the constituents, so they should be the ones that are dictating at the local level what property taxes are valued at. And we are going to get something done with property taxes. In fact, today we'll have House Bill 231 on the floor. That's the homestead exemption. We'll have a couple Democrat proposals on the floor and see where things go. And so, tying right into that, we're trying to get some income tax. We're trying to get the state of Montana's income tax lowered too. So we're going to get tax reduction delivered to the state of Montana.
Yeah, and of course you did it last session. You did it the session before. Income tax relief, lowering the rates, and income tax rebate checks, and then the property tax rebate checks. But very clearly, I had a good friend of mine who's a political pollster, Evan Wilson. He said, "Man, I tell you what, the way people's moods are on property taxes in Montana, it is just like a shotgun, just primed and loaded and ready to fire." I mean, there's just so much, outrage about property taxes, justifiably so. So it's time to really do something significant here. But I think that the local media really needs to start calling out these local governments more often. But instead, it's like, let's focus on the division in Helena, but not focus on the people that are actually responsible for raising your property taxes.
Yeah, no, and that's 100% correct. Just a shade over 70% of the taxes that the state of Montana collects is income taxes. And then there is just a small share of property taxes and then a lot of fees. You've got the tax on rental cars and hotel stays and stuff like that make up the other share. Very few dollars collected. So any dollar that we spend to lower property tax at the state is actually subsidizing local governments with your income tax dollars too. So it's truly robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, very interesting. What else is kind of moving and shaking in the House this week as well? And of course, I definitely want to get your reaction to the governor's remarks earlier this week. But although we had your statement that we shared on the air yesterday, but what's moving and shaking either way?
Well, yeah, today's the last day to drop general bills. In the past, probably 48 hours, we've dropped over 100 bills. Into the hopper, so the committees are starting to start meet at 7. Just to give you, a few of the tidbits up here. We got a law that is going to protect auto dealers from being forced to buy electric vehicles. So that way, these big car companies can't say, "Well, you got to buy 20 electric cars before we're going to give you a gas one." excuse me. We got a bill that's coming out that is gonna, another shot at trying to get Supreme Court justices elected by district. I've got a bill that's prohibiting nonprofits from leasing state land. Just all sorts of stuff that's coming out in the flurry that's coming out in these last few days.
That's interesting about leasing state lands. Oh, before I interrupt, continue on, because I know you got a couple more things to share. Yeah.
Yeah, Representative Schomer has a bill that's going to strengthen some apprenticeship programs. And, there's tons of bills coming out, and like I said, we're at that deadline now to where all the general bills have to be heard here in the next 8 days and get across the floor and be transmitted to the Senate.
I was going to say, which day is the transmittal deadline?
Day 48 now, and that would be next Friday. Everything has to be read across the rostrum, gone through committee, heard on the floor, and kicked out on third reading over to the Senate.
Wow, so that is already the transmittal deadline. And then do you guys take a week break after that and go back home and hear from constituents and try to refit, et cetera?
Yeah, well, it's mainly a time to, and I guess for me, turn off the phone and relax for a minute.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll see you at the Dawson County Lincoln Reagan dinner. I'll be there Friday the 7th speaking at the event, so I'm looking forward to seeing folks. But I understand if you got to take a break as well.
I hope to be there at that one.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we'll see you there. That'll be great. You were talking about a bill to restrict nonprofits from leasing state lands. That's a very interesting one because, you know, we've got so-called nonprofits, radical environmental groups trying to take over federal lands under the Biden administration. We've got so-called nonprofits like the far-left, you know, foreign-funded American Prairie Reserve trying to kick ranchers off the land here in Montana. And other states like North Dakota have figured out how to deal with some of these so-called nonprofits, right?
Yeah. Well, North Dakota has what they call the Corporate Farming Act, and that was passed in the mid-'80s. And it really restricts what nonprofits, corporations can do to buy land over there. It really makes it where they can't own very much of it. And I've been an extreme advocate for having something like that. I don't want the government to be too heavy-handed, and I think North Dakota's is pretty heavy-handed. But this is just another shot over the bow to them nonprofits that are coming in here and buying up the ag land and, you know, they don't pay state income tax. They don't pay federal income tax. The donations that are given to them, you know, are non-taxed. And then they're out there competing against every other farmer and rancher in the state of Montana in growing their operation. And they can offer just as much money or more. And they're it's just not right. And the leasing of the state land, I think that should be to Montana agriculture. You know, and if you're not on the same playing field as you know the rancher down the road, I don't think you should be able to rent or lease state land.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on this whole idea that you're basically making it easier for other people to come in and basically block, you know, a young farm ranch family from, you know, keeping their family farm or ranch in business or going into farming and ranching yourself and starting that heritage and contributing to our economy and our culture and much more. Speaker of the House, Brandon Lehr, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Another great legislative update. And, hey, look forward to seeing you a week from Friday. I think it's already coming up. We'll see you in Glendive.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Hey, thank you. And by the way, go to facebook.com/Flint Report. And if you want to join us at the Dawson County Lincoln Reagan Dinner, we've got the phone numbers for who to call to get your tickets. It's going to be a great event out there in Glendive on March 7th. And then I'll be at the Safari Club on March 8th.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The American people, in overwhelming numbers, support what the president is doing. They support this cut. 80% support deporting criminal illegal immigrants. 76% support a full-scale effort to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse. 76% support closing the border. 70% support keeping men out of women's sports and declaring there are only two genders. Now, to these congressmen and women, I will tell you, 60%+ cutting government spending, ending the ban on offshore drilling. If you just look at these numbers, it is overwhelmingly a 70-30, 80-20 issue.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
The election is officially over, but is your money still at risk? We still have a staggering $35 trillion in debt. Interest on this debt now costs more than our entire defense budget for the first time in history. On top of that, we're still feeling the consequences of the brutal inflation we saw under Biden and the global chaos ripping across the globe. That's why thousands of concerned Americans are turning to precious metals to help hedge against these threats. And they're reaching out to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, to make it happen. Goldco has over 6,000 five-star reviews and has helped people just like you purchase over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. Right now, they're offering a free gold and silver kit to help you diversify your savings. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your copy free of charge. Plus, you could receive up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see gradually decreasing cloud cover for Bozeman with highs in the lower 40s. A good deal of sunshine for Billings, highs closer to the upper 40s. Then for tonight, clear to partly cloudy with low 20s for lows for Bozeman, low 30s for Billings. And for Thursday, upper 40s for Bozeman, but mid 50s for Billings. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlocki.
We're near the midpoint of the 2025 legislative session, and changes are beginning to take place. To the casual observer, they may be nearly imperceptible, but to those of us with a trained eye, they're as obvious as a counterfeit $3 bill. In part, it has to do with the fact that we're so close to the transmittal break. By next week, all bills need to have cleared their committees and be headed to the House floor, or they'll get a very quick and unceremonious death. That's because legislative rules say that any general bill that has not cleared its house of origin and been transmitted to the opposite house by the start of the transmittal break automatically dies. This creates a sense of urgency that's just now becoming palpable, especially among the freshmen. When newly minted legislators first come to Helena, they see everything with rose-colored glasses. It's almost a Mr. Smith goes to Washington moment. In their eyes, they love everyone and everyone loves them. They have high hopes for bipartisanship, and their class song is Kumbaya. They also come bearing bills, ideas they've gotten from their constituents or been roped into by manipulative state agencies or dreamt up all by themselves. Ideas that they're convinced will make Montana a better place for all of its citizens. They're in love with their bills. They make logical sense, and they're convinced that all of the other legislators will love them too. But unfortunately, a hard dose of reality is about to strike. Passing meaningful legislation is not as easy as it looks. The warning signs are all there, but freshmen are too naive to see them. The first one is that no one's willing to sign on to your bill as a co-sponsor. At that point, you're on your own like Don Quixote jousting at windmills. The second shot across the bow comes at the hearing when no one testifies in favor of your bill, but it's opposed by a long line of state agencies that deem it unworkable. The third shot comes when the committee votes to table your bill. At that point, it's not officially dead, but it's definitely on life support. Which brings us to where we are with 1 week to go before the transmittal deadline. The sense of urgency is growing, and freshmen are scrambling to find a way to get their bills off the table and back into the process, all the while knowing that with each passing day, their prospects grow dimmer and dimmer. They also become aware that the Montana Family Foundation government affairs team is working quietly behind the scenes to make sure that bad bills stay dead until we safely pass the transmittal deadline. After transmittal, the attitude completely changes. The bills still in play are the ones with merit, and senior legislators get to work. Freshmen are no longer naive. They're just grumpy. The idealism is now gone, and the harsh reality of legislating sinks in. At this point, freshmen have a choice to make. They can either take their ball and go home, or they can double down and learn the skills necessary to become the statesmen who actually pass laws. The choice is theirs. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlocki reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right, thanks, Jeff, for another great report. I bet you and your team are looking forward to a transmittal break as well. Hey, I've got a break for you guys. I've got a deal for you guys. You know, spring's right around the corner. It's great to see daylight already here at 6:58 in the morning. You can transform your space. If you're looking to transform your bathroom and do a bathroom remodel, spring is a great time to do a remodel. Let me tell you about YHIC, your home improvement company. You can get up to 30% off on a bathroom remodel. Imagine turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat. Well, you can do that right now with financing that you can handle. No money down, no interest, and no payments until 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. This is a limited-time offer you don't want to miss. Let me repeat, get up to 30% off a bathroom remodel. Call 406-948-2836 right now. You're going to love the difference with your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com to find out how. And again, 30% off on a bathroom remodel right now.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We economists love our models. When it comes to politics, one of the most insightful is the theory of the median voter. The elected leader who obeys the will of the voter in the middle on any issue, the simple idea says, will be reelected in a majority rule system. One implication of this idea is that there are an awful lot of people, almost half in fact, that don't like the result. What are they to do? Enter another economic theory, the idea that people vote with their feet to sort themselves into enclaves of political or economic agreement, describes a process that lets those disaffected by popular votes get outcomes that are closer to what they want, at least at the local level. And there's evidence that those who, say, like low taxes and minimal services, and those who prefer the opposite, do exactly that within any ever urban area. That's not so readily accomplished for national policy questions, of course. We can and do move in an intellectual sense, escaping into our personalized information feeds that agree with our worldviews. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.